to discuss in the coming 4 or 5 blocks, the dinim of giving a get ala tnai. It's a dinim kiddushin, also it's a dinim ekechamemka. You can, it's a dinim hafreshes truma. A person has the right to give daf ayin beis omer aleph. Ayin beis omer aleph. A person doesn't necessarily have to make the kinyan absolute. Either absolutely yes or absolutely no. You can make a kinyan ala tanai. If it rains tomorrow, the kiddushin should be chal. If it doesn't rain, the kiddushin should not be chal. Or he gives a get to his wife and he says, let's say he's sick, in this case in the Mishnah, he's sick and he's about to die and he has no children, he has no descendants at all. So he wants to give his wife a get, which we discuss in the coming 4 or 5 lads, the dinim of giving a get ala tanai. It's a din in kiddushin, also it's a din in ekechamemka. You can, it's a din in hafreshes truma. A person has the right to give daf ayin beis omer aleph. Ayin beis omer aleph. A person doesn't necessarily have to make the kinyan absolute. Either absolutely yes or absolutely no. You can make a kinyan ala tanai. If it rains tomorrow, the kiddushin should be chal. If it doesn't rain, the kiddushin should not be chal. Or he gives a get to his wife and he says, let's say he's sick, in this case in the Mishnah, he's sick and he's about to die and he has no children, he has no descendants at all. So he wants to give his wife a get, that she should be petra from chalitza. She shouldn't have an asik later. But only if he's going to die. Let's say he's going to the hospital, he's going to have an operation. He doesn't know if he's going to survive. So he gives a get, but in the event that he survives the operation, so he doesn't want to get to be chala. He's a kohen and he's going to the army. So a normal person goes to the army, so we follow the Rishon, we give a regular get, now ala tanai. And then when he comes back alive, so he remarries the wife. But if he's a kohen, he's going to give an absolute get, he won't be allowed to marry her. So grusha, even though it's grusha satsma, he's not allowed to marry his own grusha. So he has to give the get ala tanai. So the dinim of tanai, I learned that from the Parsha in Chumash, by Bnei God and Bnei Reuven, that Moshe Rabbeinu was authorized by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make a deal with them in Yavru, when he sat there, and if they crossed over the Yarden to help, and then he saw fight the battle to get all the Eretz Israel, if they'll help, then they get Eva Yarden in love, and if they don't go to fight them, then they divide all of Eretz Israel equally, and whatever the girl will come out to be, that's what it'll be. Maybe they'll get Eva Yarden, maybe they'll get Eretz Israel, north, south, whatever. That was the agreement. So the Gemara learns that from that parasha to call it Tarkula. Just like Chalukas Eretz Yisrael was a maaseh that could be done al yidei tanai, so too Mekuchamemkar, Gittin, Kiddushin, Hafreshes Trumas and Maaseh, everything could be done ala tanai. So because everything is learned out from that parasha, so the Gemara has later all of the rules and regulations of tanai are learned out from that parasha. That's called Mishpatei HaTanoim. All the details, like in yeshiva or in any institution like that, if you make a certain request, you have to fill it out in triplicate or whatever, you have to fill out in 4 forms. If you don't fill out in 5 forms, whatever it is, then even if it's a reasonable request, and even if you submitted your payment or whatever, it won't be honored. So to over here, there are rules and regulations that you have to formulate the tanai in such a way that it should be similar to the tanai of Bnei God Bnei Reuven. It has to be the same way Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara says one rule is has to be a tanai kofel. You have to say the both tzadim, because Moshe Rabbeinu said both. He said, im yavru unusatim, if they go to wage war in Eretz Yisrael, then they get Eivra Yarden. And kaket, if they don't go, then the nachazu b'sechem. Then they'll get the Eretz Yisrael. Then they'll vavka, and they'll get. They won't get. They wanted Eivra Yarden because it's a Malkam Mira, because they had a lot of sheep. So it'd be better for their purposes. So if they don't go to help out in the war effort, so they won't get Eivra Yarden. They'll get the Eretz Yisrael. That's a machlekes hatanoim. The other tanoim, this is machlekes shamei nachacham. The other tanoim say no. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu said it twice, Sarach Adover Liomro. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu said it twice was a different reason why. If they're not going to help fight in Eretz Yisrael, one might have argued the point to say they get nothing. They should get nothing. They're not going to help. The whole Chalukas Eretz Yisrael is for those who helped fight the war. So then they're entitled. If they're not going to help, they should get nothing. They should be penalized and get nothing. So that was a chiddush that Moshe Rabbeinu said, that if they don't go to fight in Eretz Yisrael, so they won't get the request that they made of getting Eivra Yarden, but they will get the Nechus of the Sechachem. They'll watch Goyrel, and they'll probably, it'll probably, the odds will be that they'll probably get an Eretz Yisrael. They won't necessarily get an Eva Yard. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But wants all the Jews to live in Eretz Yisrael, even though he knows they don't. He knows they don't go into the army.
The other 10 shrubs are going to fight all the way for 14 years, they're going to sit at home, and they're going to yard.
Okay, Satayna. Satayna.
But that wasn't, that was.
That's it, the Baruch Hashem wants to give everybody Eretz Yisrael. He wants to stole it.
Listen, that wasn't the story. I'm not sure, they weren't excluding themselves from the other thing. They just said they wanted that part. If they would have gone,
that's
there,
what they answered.
What with everybody else? It wasn't that.
That's what
they
answered.
Were looking for an excuse not to fight.
But that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, that people are going to say, the reason why you want to live here, because you don't want to fight
the
war. So they promised they're going to fight. And Moshe Rabbeinu got the okay from the Rabbeinu Shlomo, so he said, that's the deal. If you help them fight the Eretz Yisrael, then your request will be honored, you're going to get Eva Yad. So if not, one could have said they get nothing. They should be penalized, because they're going to violate their promise.
Did Levim and the Kohanim fight?
That's a question. Did the Levim and the Kohanim fight? The Rambam writes that the whole Shevet Levi didn't fight. The whole Shevet Levi didn't fight. That's a Rambam in Yeshivas. That's a famous Rambam. The Rambam in the end of Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel. The last Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel says that Shevet Levi, they're close with the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And Loi Shevet Levi, Volvad, not only the Shevet Levi, any person, he doesn't say any Jew, any human being who volunteers to sit and learn Torah all day, any kol boy yolam, any human being who volunteers to sit and learn Torah all day, is elevated in kedusha to the level of Shevet Levi and is closer with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and he's part of the army, just like the whole Shevet Levi is part of the army. So those who volunteer. So that's in the Kailalim they always quote this Rambam at the end of Shmita V'Yevo, that Loi Shevet Levi Volvad, and whoever call me Shinadova Li, call Echad Miboy Olam, Shinadova Li, any human being who volunteers, even a goy is mashma, who volunteers to sit and learn the Asmad and Rubit, becomes elevated to the level of Kedusha. So the Shaila is, where did the Rambam get that idea that Shevet Levi didn't go to the army? Does it say that? Some Rishonim say that Kohanim were not drafted. The Mordechai quotes such a discussion. We once discussed it in England, I think during the First World War, if I'm not mistaken, the Kohanim didn't want to go to the army. They said that they're not allowed to be Metamei LeMeisim. And when you go to the army, it means you're going to shoot to kill. So there are going to be dead bodies all over when you're fighting a war. So the Kohanim are not allowed to go to the army. So Rabbi Nathan Adler, who is the chief of them? Rabbi Nathan Adler, with the Paskin against...
No,
that's now. I forgot about it. When was Rabbi Nathan Adler? Before the First World War? I forgot about it. Anyway, he was the one who was at Gepaskin.
The 20s?
Up to the 20s.
Up until the 20s. Uh-huh. So he said that it's not correct. There is no such halach. That the Quranim have to go in the army. If they bump into a mace of Afransan, that the Krach Nefesh have to fight. They shouldn't run away. He was a chaplain, the army chaplain. He gave Amusa Shmurz, yeah, but he wasn't there by the dead bodies. He wasn't there by the shooting. That's the shot. So the Rambam writes that the whole Shevet Levi didn't fight. The Rambam probably is from the Chumash. That it says when they waged the war, Melchemes Midyan, at the end of Chumash Bamidbar, so it says that they took Elef Lamata, and there were 12,000, and it sounds like Shevet Levi was not included. It sounds like Menashe and Ephraim were two. Shevet Menashe were 1,000 soldiers, Shevet Ephraim were 1,000 soldiers, and Shevet Levi was nobody. So it sounds like Shevet Levi didn't fight. That seems to be the Mokka for the Rambam. But the others hold not so. Others hold that not only did they drift to Levim, they drifted to the Kohanim also. Either Kohen is not allowed to be Matamah the Mason. So that the Nishmatam is on the Mason. You shoot over there. You don't shoot. If you have a Mason, what can you do? Pikrach Nefesh. You keep on shooting. A war is a war. Matish can bury. You can't pop them. So that's a big shaila whether that's so or not. Yeah. Rav Soloveitchik had a machloikis, but Rav Avadi Yosef. Rav Soloveitchik said that an Israeli soldier who shoots a terrorist, even though he's doing the Maka Mitzvah, is not allowed to do it. And even though he did it, the head of the Mitzvah, the Murah, so still he thought that he's not committed to Duchen. His mother says, the Kohen who murdered someone is not allowed to Duchen, even if he did Shuvah later. So Rabbi Vad Yosef has all tshuva. He heard that somebody said that a kohen who kills a terrorist is not allowed to do it. And so how can that be? It's a mitzvah. How can you say he's not allowed to do it? But Rav Soloveitchik quoted from the Zohar that the Zohar asked the kasha about Pinchas. How could a Pinchas be appointed as a kohen to do avoda after killing Zimri? He's a kohen shaharagas hanefesh. How is he allowed to do akrovas hakorbanos? So the Zohar asked the kasha and works on a terrorist. So Rav Soloveitchik said, aye, but he killed him in Makom Mitzvah. He killed the Makom Zimri ben Solo. He was doing an avoda. They killed the Makom Mitzvah. So you see that even the Makom Mitzvah also, one who kills even Makom Mitzvah is not allowed to do and not allowed to do avoda. Okay, that's another. It could be he wasn't a kohen. He became a kohen later. That's a possible answer. Yeah, I don't think the Zohar gives that terror. Well, Soloveitchik was discussing it. So one of the students has suggested that as a terror to the kasha, but the Zohar is the kasha. Anyway, so getting back again. So the whole institution of Tanai is derived from the Parshas B'nai Gadim and Reuven, that it says in the Chumash, in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, that when they conquered the Vayarden and B'nai Gadim and Reuven, the Chatzis Shevet HaMenashe requested that they wanted to stay there, so Moshe Rabbeinu made this Chalukas Haaretz Ala Tanai with the blessings of the Ribbono Shel Olam, with the approval that im yavru and esatim lo yavru menochezu b'sechechem. So we assume that we learn out from that pasuk that you need tanai kofel. You have to say the hen and you have to say the lav. Not only you have to say the hen and the lav, you have to say hen kredim lo lav. You have to first say the positive tzad, then you say the negative tzad. So first you say im yavru and esatim. You don't first say, if you don't go to fight the war, then you're not going to get anything. Or you're not going to get, your request will not be honored. We'll be drawing lots for everybody equally. And if you do go, then your request will be honored. That's no good. If you have to have kofel, that you have to have hen, kodem lalav has to be in that order. Then the Gemara has a couple of other kolom, tonight kodem lalaisa, and tonight shef shalakayim. Fine, the Gemara is going to have all of the kolom mentioned later. So the pashtus is that tonight is a gzeres hakasuv. Tonight is a gzeres hakasuv. That's why you're learning out all of these arbitrary details from the pasuk. The pasuk has it was said twice, and the hen was said before the lav. And tonight was said before the ma'aseh, tonight kodem the ma'aseh. These are all arbitrary, like filling out a form in triplicates. No, that's not arbitrary. You have to have three different forms to put in three different offices. There's exeris hakosuv in the institutions also. There's a reason why they make exeris hakosuv, that they want to have four or five different forms. It is also a reason. We don't know exactly what the reason is, but to us it looks like a chok, that you have to formulate the tanai similar to the tanai the way Moshe Rabbeinu formulated it. So that's going to be a problem. The Gemara is going to discuss, in connection with this Mishnah, what if a man is sick, and Nebuch, he's dying, and he has no children, and he's going to the hospital, and they're going to give him a treatment, and he knows in advance he may die. And he gives his wife a get, and he doesn't make any tonight at all. Gives his wife a get stam. A get shchemir, a get stam. So what's the din? So we already had earlier, when we were learning, I think this year, the Gemara quotes... The Gemara quotes here, Andafayim based on the base, about 10 lines from the bottom. We had this earlier, it says, Le'el daf samach rovim and aleph, we discussed. We have the two dots, and it says, Amar Avuna. Avuna says, when a shchid meira, man is sick, he's going to the hospital for treatment, and he knows he may never come out alive. So he gives his wife a get, and he doesn't make any tonight, so he says, Gito ki matnasa. The get of a shchid meira is the same as the maton of a shchid meira. The hainu, what does he mean? So he says it's two dinim. So one of the two dinim is, he's going to say both, but one is we're going to talk about now. Ma matanasa, just like a matan shchid meira. Let's say a man is sick. A matan shchid meira doesn't even have to be a goyse. It's just a shchid meira. The Rambam writes, a shchid meira is not the same as a goyse. Shchid meira is the Aramaic for a person is sick in bed and he can't walk around. Mutala mishka. So let's say a man is sick in bed and he says instructions, he starts telling us, he says, I have so much money, these are all of my assets, and he's giving this, he's giving that, what is he giving? I mean, he's just sick in bed, what is he giving? So obviously, if he's telling us everything, if he just says, oh, I have $100,000 in this bank account, so I wanted to go to so-and-so on my tournament, but he has another $1 million, has another $500,000, whatever. So then just because he's giving a matanah to somebody, so if they'll make a kinyan on it to somebody, somebody will be kind. If they don't make a kinyan, it won't be kind. But if he's telling us everything that he has, obviously he's thinking of death. He thinks he's going to die. So then it's a special din that if he's mitzvah machmas misa, he says, either he says, I know I'm going to die and I want to give this the matana to Pliny, or if he doesn't say, I know I'm going to die, but it's obvious that he's mitzvah machmas misa, he's telling everything, oh, so what's going to be with him? He just has a cold, he's just laying in bed, he couldn't go to work the last week. What is giving away all of his money? So obviously he thinks he's going to die, and he's giving everything away. So then the Chachamim made a takana, Menatera is garnished. Menatera is still alive, and you can't make a kinyan, you can't transfer ownership of property or ownership of money in the bank without making a ma'aseh kinyan. If it's just a dvarim shebal peh, so the dosinish can savor, nothing happens. But with the Rabbanan, they made a takana that if he's obviously mitzvah machmas misa, either he says so, I think I'm going to die and I want to give away a matana to Pliny. Or if he doesn't say so, but it's obvious because he's chedek kol nechasim, he's giving lo shir li atzma klum. He didn't leave anything for himself. If either one or the other, so then that's a takana de rabbanon. Dirish chimi rak iksuvim mechim surin domi. That we make a takana de rabbanon that the Pliny that he wants to give it to gets the money even without a ma'aseh kinyan. Because if you will require a ma'aseh kinyan, so the Gemara says he may be so upset that they didn't make a ma'aseh kinyan, that may complicate him from aggravation. They may make him die earlier. So the Chachamim gamata takana that is whoever he wants to give it to, you should know that he's kinder without any need for ma'aseh kinyan. So that takana de rabbanon, that divrei shchimer akiksuvim mechim misurin domi, that the mekabel matana acquires ownership without making a ma'aseh kinyan, midi rabbanon, that's a takana de rabbanon. So the din is that's only lach hamisa. That's only if he actually does. Let's say he's laying in bed and he says, I think I may die and I'm going to give everything away. And then he pulls out of it and he lives on another 10 years. So everything that he said is batel mevutel. When he dies 10 years later and he doesn't repeat the tzavua, so you don't go back to the old tzavua sejizok 10 years ago. Even if it's not 10 years ago, even if it's only 5 days ago. As long as he's holach bashuk al nishanta, he's walking around and he's healthy, then he gets a heart attack and he dies later. So the whole tzavua is batel mevutel. That's a din in Mamad, if he pulls out of it, if he gets better and he's walking around, so the whole chayzer means he can back out. So Tesis points out he doesn't have to be chayzer. Even if he doesn't announce, I back out, I change my mind, the din is automatically, the kinyan is not kal. This takana de rabbanon that the matan shchemira is kal b'dvarim alone, is only if he dies right away. So Rav Huna makes a statement that by the get, is the same as by the matana. Just like by the matana. Ma matnasa, if the shchibra wants to give a matana. So the din is in ma matchaizer, if he gets better, if he survives the sickness, he can back out. Af gitoy, in ma matchaizer. So to by the get, if he gives the get to his wife, and then he gets better. Let's say he doesn't have any children, has no descendants. He gives his wife a get, he's going in for surgery. He knows he may die. Gives his wife a get, and then he survives the next week. So what's the din? So he says, if he gets better, the whole get is batla mevutel.
The chayzer mean he is allowed to be chayzer?
Doesn't even have to be chayzer. Just like by the matana, he doesn't have to say anything. Automatically, it's self-understood. Self-understood that the matana was on a condition. Yeah, and it's self-understood that the get was on a condition. So this is a shayla, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, this long place is here. Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, what's going on? So the Tesis quotes Pirush Rashi Rabbeinu Hananel. Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel learn Pshat in this Gemara that by the get, the man is going into the hospital and he knows he may die, and he says, "I better give you a get. I may yet die." He gives his wife a get. Doesn't say Allah Tanai. Just gives a get stamp. But there, still, he survives and comes back to shul and gives a kiddush and everything is functioning. So the din is that the whole get is batul mevutel may elov. Even though he never said it tonight, he gave a get stamp. Because it's so obvious, it's an umdir in the bucha.
That's why he gave it,
thinking that he's going to die. If he's not going to die, he doesn't want to divorce his wife. He wants his wife back again. He doesn't want to divorce her.
You don't have to say it being edited?
No, he doesn't have to say anything. That's how Rashi learns Pshat and Gemara. So the Rabbeinu Tam has difficulty, the Rekam of the Kamei Gemara to contradict this. So the Rabbeinu Tam says to Farem for Rashi, he says, well, apparently Rashi holds, when you get to the top of the next daf, Ayin Gimel Amad Aleph, on the fifth line from the top, sixth line from the top, Rabba Verovo Lo Yisviru Luhu Hode Rav Huna. Zezan and Nish Maskin with Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, a man gives a get to his wife, how did Rashi learn a get stump? But he's a Shchibina, he's going in for serious surgery, he thinks he may die. So he gives his wife a get, he thinks that's it. And then he survives. So Rav Huna says the whole get is batul because it's self-understood that it was Allah Tanai. The Rabba V'Rabba don't paskin like that. Why not? They do not accept his opinion. Why? Minatera, he's right. Minatera, Ravuna is right.
Mm-hmm.
That it's self-understood, it's muva me'elav, that the get was intended to be Allah tonight. But they hold that you have to make a gzeira de rabbanan here. If you'll allow this, that only if he dies, then the get is chal. And if he doesn't die, if he survives, then the get is good. So people will think, what does it mean that he gave a get lachamisa? And if I give my wife a get that I want, it should take effect. When a man is married and he dies, the wife needs chalitza. A man is married and he dies, he needs no children, no grandchildren, then his wife needs chalitza. She needs chalitza. If the man gave a get, then she doesn't need any chalitza. But what if he gives his wife a get? I want the get to take effect after I die. So that's not good. That the Mishnah says, then get lachamisa. So if you'll allow such a thing, that if the man dies from the surgery, he never survives, then the get is a good get. And if he does survive, then the get is not a get. So people will think that the get is fine. Yesh get lachamisa, which will be a disaster. In other cases, that's a terrible mistake. People will think he can give a get that it should be chalachamisa. So Rabbi the Rabbi hold minatara, they're masking with Rav Huna, that it's self-understood that the get is contingent on whether he's going to die or not, even though he didn't say so. But they make gzera de rabban, gzera shami yami yesh get lachamisa. Then the Gemara goes into a whole discussion. How can it be? How can Rabbi the Rabbi say like that? That what? The minatara... Minatera, what?
He doesn't. Yeah, chayzer.
Get is a good.
It's chayzer.
Minatera, if he gets better,
it's
chayzer. Mamat chayzer. So the woman is still an eishes ish. And with the rabbanon, we say that it's ishken eishes ish.
Oh, that's a get now.
That it is a get. The man is that he goes into the hospital for this serious surgery. Gives his wife a get and doesn't make any condition at all. So minatera, they are masking rabbi the rabbi both masking with Rav Huna. That it's self-understood, that tonight is self-understood. So if he survives the operation, it's self-understood, the get is batel mevutel, and she's still married. And with the Rabbanan, we say, no, she's not married. If she wants, she can go marry somebody else.
No,
the other way around.
So yes, get lachmisa, so therefore the get wouldn't be a get. Even if he dies, the get wouldn't be a get.
The gzeira, what, we're afraid, if you leave the din like that, that if he survives, then he can back out, and the get is only valid if he dies, the people would think you can give a get lahamisa, so that's why they say you shouldn't leave it on the din there. I say, you have to make a gzeira de rabban. So what was the gzeira de rabban? So they said, you gave a get stam, so the get is chal stam. So the woman is allowed to remarry. So the Gemara fek takasha, how can that be? Yeah. How can they change? The Chacham changed a lot of dinim. They changed the din. You're not allowed to carry in a kamalis, even though minatari olat. You're not allowed to write with your left hand, even though it's kalacha yad. Kama the kamim surim the rabbanon that they made on Shabbos. You're not allowed to heat up food on the fire, even though it was cooked already. Ain bishalacha bishul with the rabbanon. They said, yeah, they make chumris. The Chacham authorized by the Torah to make chumris, but not to make kulis. How can they tell you chiyesh karach laka dov minatari bekum liyasei? They're permitted to allow you to violate. So the Gemara asks, how can it be mi'ik or midi? Is there such a thing? Midiraisa loy havigita. Minatayra the get is nishkin get, because minatayra they're masking with Rav Huna that imam atchayze. Once he survives the operation, the get is bottle. And because of a chashash de rabbanon, sharina neshesish li'alma, you're maker, you permit a neshesish to remarry, how can that be? So the Gemara goes into the whole chadgadya like we had before. The Gemara says, yes, in that's halacha called the mekadosh adaita the rabbanon. Mekadosh, whoever gets married according to the contingent on the approval of the chachamim, and the chachamim wanted to cancel. After rabbanon kedush mele. Then the Gemara says, well, this is only understandable if he was mekadosh bekesef. What if he was mekadosh bebia? What are you going to say? The Gemara says, still they can do it. They're fine. Okay, this is the famous Gemara. So the Gemara says here that Rabbi the Rav disagree with Rav Huna. What says Minatara? They do agree with Rav Huna. Mid the Rabbanon they don't agree. Gzera mid the Rabbanon. They made Gzera. So that's what the long thesis is. Rabbi Natan Frek, one kasha, another kasha, another kasha. There's so many Gemaras that contradict Rashi. How can Rashi say Pshat and Rav Huna? That a Shtimira is about to die and he gives his wife a get and he doesn't make any condition, no strings attached. And then he survives. So you say Mama Kaiser to get his bottle in the Ruku. It's against all the Gemaras and Shas. So the Taisa says the answer is really simple. Halacha l'maisa, we don't pass like Rav Huna. Halacha l'maisa, we pass like Rabbi Barav. That's the little letter. That says your get. Your get, but the Rabbanon is a good get. So that's the simple answer. But then Rabbi Natan is still unhappy with Rashi, so he mutches a different shot. So Rabbi Natan gives a slightly different shot from Rashi. It doesn't matter anyway, halacha l'maisa, because we don't pass like Rav Huna anyway. We pass like Rabbi Barav. But But this is the shaila on this Gemara. How did Rashi learn off the Gemara? A man gave a get, and he didn't say any condition whatsoever. It's self-understood.
He was sick.
And it's self-understood. Well, he doesn't want to divorce his wife. He had a happy marriage, but he has no children, has no descendants. She's going to be kukaliyav, and she's going to need a chalitza. It's understandable that the only reason why he gave the get is in order to spare her from the agony of having chalitza. But if he would know that he's going to survive, he wouldn't have given any get from the whole Arum and Arum, from the whole story, we understand what's going on. So since it's self-understood, so we consider it as if he said it tonight. So you see, how did Rashi read the Gemara? Then whenever there's an umdina, you don't have to specify the tonight off. So Taisa says the Kashan Kiddushin and another place, what do you mean? But you didn't fill it out in triplicate. You have to say kafur, you have to have tonight kodem lamaisa, hen kodem lalav. What about all the rules and regulations? And if a man says, let's say, a man says, Hariyat Mukudeshishli, you marry an ugly girl, he says, Hariyat Mukudeshishli, I'm the condition your father gives me $1 million. If he doesn't give me the money, there's no Kiddushin. And it's understandable. She's not good looking, she has no yichud, she has no, all she has is money. So he says, if I get the money, I want the marriage. If I don't get the money, I don't want the marriage. So the din is that if he doesn't say kafur, and he doesn't say the tonight kodem on the mic, so hang on the love. So the din is that the kiddushin is chal, and he doesn't get the money. Tonight bottle of mice time. Aye, but it's clear that that's what the whole meduba, the whole reason why he's going to marry the girl is because of the money. Or whatever the agreement, whatever the case happens to be. If a man says, Hareem Kodesh, if it snows tomorrow, totally arbitrary. All right, so you understand that if he doesn't say it with all the rules and regulations, so it's not considered it tonight. But don't you have in other cases an instance where there's an umdir in the mukach, and you still ignore the tanai? The klal is if the tanai wasn't formulated properly, do me the tanai, but I got him the reuven, if it wasn't formulated the way the Moshe Rabbeinu formulated the Tanai by Chalukos Haaretz, so it's not a valid Tanai. But Rashi learns in this Gemara, whenever it's self-understood.
He holds that Tanai has a special din, that it's like, it has all the qualifications of...
Why should that be so? That's a Shema Shemira, it's not special din. That's what it sounds like. Shemira is a special din. How can it be? That's the problem. That faces Kasha and Kiddushin. That's not the Kasha. Here there is technical Kasha. How can Rashi say there's one Gemara Fakir, there's a Mishnah, there's another Gemara, Kama Vakam Gemara. So you say all the Gemaras go like Rabbi Verov, who don't pass like Rabbi Verov. I rap all the Kasha. But the question Taisus in Kiddushin asks, what do you mean? But what happened to all the Mishpatei tonight? So Taisus in Kiddushin comes up with one answer, and other Rishonim came up with a different answer. Taisus has another Gemara. Taisus has a few more. They have a Gemara like this. A man is about to die, and his wife is pregnant, but he didn't know about it. She's just 1 week pregnant, and he never had any children. So what is he going to do with all this money? He's so wealthy. What is he going to do with all the money? So he says he wants to give the money to his best friend. He makes a matah shchimera. He's giving all the money to half of the money to his best friend, half of the money he leaves to his wife. And then after he dies, 8.5 months later, his wife gives birth to a baby. So the Gemara says he didn't know that she was pregnant. If he would have known that he's pregnant, what's he giving the money to someone else? He would have left the money to his son. So even though he didn't say he's only giving the matana on the condition that his wife is not pregnant, that's self-understood. Why should he take the money away from his own child? There's the hadin for Yerusha. But since it's self-understood, so it's as if he had given the matana ala tonight. The Taisus writes in Kiddushin and Davavam and Bey that you have to divide all the cases into different categories. Whenever it's very obvious that there's such a strong woman in the mukhah, that's what every normal person in the world would do, so then you don't need, like over here, the man is a shchimira, he's been happily married, he's been fighting in his life for the last 50 years, and he's going into the hospital, and I think he's going to die, but if he doesn't die, he wants to fight for another 50 years with his wife. So it's obvious that he only wants to give the get. If he's going to die, if he's going to survive, he doesn't want to give the get. So obvious, you don't have to formulate, you don't even have to say the word. You don't have to say anything. That's one category. And the same thing, the man gave away all of his assets, and then after he dies, Lotzachet's wife was pregnant, and he had no way to know that she was pregnant. One day pregnant. And he wasn't aware of that. So that's so obvious, you don't even have to allude to it. Then Taisa says, sometimes it's not so obvious, unless he mentions. So they talk kind of Gemara and Kiddushin on Daf Nun Amud Aleph, Daf Mem Tesh on the base. Daf Nun Amud Aleph, the Gemara has a case. A man is planning to go on Aliyah, man lives at Bubble, he's moving to Eretz Yisrael, he goes on Aliyah, and he sells his house and he sells his factory, and then the British lock the gates of Eretz Yisrael, Lustenstein. So has no house, he has no business, he has no finance, he has no automobile, he has nothing. His boy's going to sleep on the street with his money. So the Gemara says, if he at least mentioned, I plan to go on Aliyah, so I'm selling everything, Chachi mentioned. If he didn't mention it, so the Mechira is valid. Look, people sell their businesses and they move to St. Louis. They move to Ontario. They move to California. But if he sold everything and he said, you know, I'm going on Aliyah, so I'm selling everything, so it's understood that he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. And then everybody sees that the deal falls through in Eretz Yisrael. He can't get there. So then it's self-understood.
Even though
he didn't say that tonight, but at least he mentioned that he's going to Eretz Yisrael. If he doesn't even mention, then it's not a tonight. So Tosfos says there are three categories. There's one category, but you don't even have to mention a word. Whoa. The man is about to die and he gives his wife a get, it's self-understood that it's only Allah tonight. The man gives away all of his assets and he didn't know his wife was pregnant, and then later on she has a baby 8.5 months later. Self-understood, doesn't have to say boo. He doesn't have to know that there's an issue. But then the second case Tosfos says is, at least he has to mention it. If he doesn't mention it, mecha teisa. If he mentions I'm going on Aliyah, then it's an umdur in the mukha. And then the third case is, even if he mentions, I'm only marrying you on the condition that it snows. That's ridiculous. Why should the marriage depend on the snow? Or he's only marrying her if the girl's father is going to give him $100,000. The case is, I gave a case, if the girl is ugly, what does he want to marry the girl? Maybe in that case, Tosfos wouldn't say what they said. But I don't know. If it's obvious, maybe the din would be different. But Tosfos said, that's ridiculous. What do you mean? You're only marrying the girl if you get the money. People, you get married. With money, without money, you get married. So that's so extraneous. That's so, such a zaitigizach. If you don't fill out the form the way it's written in the Chumash with the Mishpatei HaTanayim, then it doesn't have the din of Tanayim. That's what Tosfos divides all of the Tanayim into three categories. That whenever it's an under and muchach, then you know the mishpatei time. What's that for the biur hadova? What do you mean? Why if it's so obvious, don't you need the mishpatei time? So the Rav Soloveitchik said, and the name Rav Chaim, that the pashtus and tesis is that they mean to say that then it works midin tois. It's a different din. Let's say you come to the store, you go shopping, and you ask for 5 pounds of potatoes, and instead I sell you 5 pounds of tomatoes. I sell you 5 pounds of onions. And I deliver it to your home. Then it's delivered. You see, that's the wrong thing. That's tachtoes. That's a mekachtoes. So let's say I sell you, I marry a girl, I'm going with the girl for a year, and then we march down the aisle, she's wearing such a dektuch, I can't see who it is. Then it turns out it's a kiddush rocha benim tisleya. It's the wrong girl. So that's a mistaken identity. So that's a kiddusha toys. A toys, you don't have to have mishpatei atanayim. If it's a toys, it's a toys. Toys is mavatul, whenever you need das, a toys is mavatul lachaleis. There was no das, b'ki ha-gabi. So the pashtus is that that's what Tosfos is driving at. Whenever it's an umdur and a muchach, then it's vamsha v'libo v'leif kol adam, everybody knows that that's what he certainly meant. Then it works with din tois, to be mevatel kiddushin, to be mevatel ha-mekach, ha-matone. He gave a matone to somebody else, to be mevatel ha-matone, mi din tois, you don't have to have any mishpatei atanayim. There's no halacha that you have to formulate the statement in any way at all. But if it's not a case where it's an umdur in the muchach, you can't cancel the get midin, or the kinyan can't be canceled midin tois, you have to cancel it midin tanai, because there is no umdur in the muchach. So if you're working with the parsha of tanai, it has to be based on tanai begar b'nei ruvein, and it has to be formulated the way the tanai b'nei gar b'nei ruvein was formulated. That's what Tosfos says. He divided it into the three categories. The Rif and the Rambam and the Goinim have a different answer on the question, not Tosfos' answer. The Rif and the Rambam and the Goinim give a different answer. They say it's a fundamental question. It's a fundamental question that the Baal HaTosfos raised over here. Why do you ever need Mishpatei HaTanayim? Why should any case when a man gives Kiddushin al HaTanai, anything al HaTanai, let's say I marry the girl on the Tanai that it rains tomorrow, if it doesn't rain this, even though it's ridiculous. But I made it clear. I only want the Kiddushin if it's going to rain. If it doesn't rain, for whatever stupid reason, whatever crazy reason. Shouldn't that, the Mishigah, all the Mishigah, shouldn't every Tanai cancel the Halois midin tois if it doesn't rain? It's a Kiddushin tois. So you don't say that. You don't say that, because then you would never need Mishpatei Atanoim. So why shouldn't it always be Midin Toes? So the Rif and the Rambam, the Rif quotes from the Goyim, and the Rambam always quotes from the Rif. The Rambam usually quotes all the time from the Rif. Very rare that the Rambam disagrees with the Rif. So either the Rambam follows the Rif or follows the Goyim. They have a whole Shita that they say there are two kinds of Tanai. This Mishnah Taka has an Ayin, Beis, Amin, Av, two kinds of Tanai. There's a Tanai of Im and a Tanai of Me'achsha. Let's say a man says, Hareze Gitech Im Yerdu Gishomim. The get should be chal if it rains. What does that mean? That means if and when it rains, then the get is chal. If and when it rains. If it rains, shall be mugureshes as a harem kodeshesli im yerdig shamas. So that means the kiddushin is chal when it rains. Not kiddushin chal now. And then there's another kind of tanai me'achshav. He gives her a ring or he gives her a get, whatever the story happens to be, or he makes a kinyan. And he says, harem kodeshesli me'achshav im yerdig shamim tomorrow. If it rains tomorrow, I want the kedushin to be chal today. So right, so then it's chal retroactively. So these are two different kinds of tanai. The Mishnayos had both over here in Gittin and in kedushin. A man says, "Hareza gitech." Here the Mishnah has an amid aleph. I'm based on amid aleph. Hareza gitech im marti. So im means lach alamid. Im means lach hazman. So he says, "The get should be chal im marti means if and when I die." So then it's ain't get lachamis. So it's no good. But if he says, "Hareza gitech meyachshav im marti." So then it means me'achshav. If I die, then it should be the gerish and should be chal azam now. So there are two different kinds. So the Rif and the Rambam and the Goyim hold that when do you require mishpatei atanoim? Only it's a tanai of him. If it's going to be chal, if and when, means I'm postponing the halos to later. So that's bechalal amad nezach. Who is gehert gevon azazach that raining causes kiddushin, that raining causes a get? That's a wild thing. I give a ring today, and the halos is postponed. When it rains, then the kedushin is chal. So the answer is vuz gehad givon that when you wage a war, when you fight in the army, you're kain a karka. That's what happened by Bnei Gorim Neirum. So the answer is that was the xeris akosav of Tanai, that you can make a kinyan now, and the halos will be later, ala Tanai. If they go and they fight in the army, then they get. If they don't fight, they don't get. So that's included in the Xeris HaKosov of Bnei Gorim Neiruvin that you can postpone a halos till later. So the Rif and the Rambam and the Goyim are of the opinion that when do you require the Mishpatei Atanoim, you have to formulate the Tanai, should be kopful and Heini Panalav, Tanai Kodemaisa, only if it's postponed, the halos is postponed for the future. Similar to the Tanai of Bnei Gorim Neiruvin, Im Yavru Unisatim, which means if and when they'll fight the war, then they'll acquire ownership in Evayad. Not that they get it now. Me'achshav, not that they get Eva Yad now, if later on they'll fight, then it'll be retroactively belong to them. No, that's how the Rif and the Rambam and the Goyim hold. No, they only get Eva Yad if and when they wage the war, if they help in the war effort in Eretz Yisrael. But since the Mishpatei Atanoim are derived from that parsha, so then we say you only require these rules and regulations when it's a Tanai of Im. When it's a Tanai of Me'achshav, there's no Pasik, so you don't require it. It's not learned out from that pasuk, so you don't require Mishpatei Atanoim. What is it, Achok? That's what the Ramban, here, the Ramban on the bottom of the Rif, and this Gemara said, what is it, Achok? Xeris HaKosav, he says, he doesn't know what in the world he's talking about. The Ramban usually comes to defend the Rif. The Baal HaMor always attacks the Rif. And the Ramban always comes to defend. And the Ramban writes in his Hagdamah to the Mohammeds, he's waging war. He says, I'm just coming to defend the Rif. Doesn't necessarily mean that I agree with the Rif. I'm just showing Mekanish Lavekmachen. The Baal HaMor writes in his introduction, he was 19 years old. And he had the chutzpah. He writes, it's a chutzpah on my part. The Rif in the days of the Baal HaMor was Ungerum in his deep poisik. Like Ramosha Feinstein now, even 10 years ago.
Ramosha Feinstein. They learned only the Rif.
Instead of learning Gemara, they used to learn the Rif. The Rif was the safer psak. The Rif was the same. The Rambam is straight, everything based on the Rif. Every time there's a strange Lashon HaRam, you have to look on the Rif. You see, he may be quoting verbatim from the Rif. So the Baal HaMor writes, I'm only 19, it's a shtikol. Grois ha-chutzpah that I'm disagreeing with the Rif, who was on the room and as the poisik, but he says, look, it's Torah and I'm learning, I have to write what I think is the din, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. He writes, I'm probably wrong, but I feel I have to be intellectually honest, I have to write my opinion. So the Ramban writes in his Hagdamah, he's going to defend the Rif. This Heberman, he's not going to knock off the Rif so easily. I'm going to defend everything the Rif says, even if I don't agree. Here, the Ramban writes, I don't know what in the world the man is talking about. What did he make a chiluk between Me'achshav? Atanai is Atanai is Atanai. What's the difference? Because the parshas Bnei Gadim, Reuven happened to be Im Yavru. It was Im. What? You're playing with words. The pasuk state Im, so it's only Atanai of Im. Then you need Mishpatei Atanoim because you're learning out from Bnei Gadim, Reuven. And it's a different kind of Tanai, Me'achshav. Also Atanai. So you should also need Mishpatei Atanoim. So that's what the Ramban doesn't like. He doesn't understand what this is all about in the Rim. So Rav Soloveitchik said, and then Rav Chaim Ahesber, no, it's not some words that the Pasuk happens to be Achok, Akzeris HaKosov. The Pasuk by Tanai Bnei Gadim Reuven happens to be Im, so you only require Mishpatei Atanoim of a time of Im. So he said, no, go by the Hezber. These opinions think, these Rishonim think, if you have a Tanai of Me'achshav, every Tanai of Me'achshav works me din tois. What does tois mean? I married a girl, then it turns out they slipped me the wrong girl. I was going out with Rachel for the last year and a half, and all of a sudden they give me Leah. I didn't want Leah, I wanted Rachel. I came to the store, I ordered 5 pounds of potatoes. I wanted to make a potato kugel, and they gave me 5 pounds of onions. But what am I going to make, an onion kugel? I need potato kugel. I don't want that. I want to make challah. What good is onions? It's the wrong thing. So that's a mekach toys. So toys haste, I made a maise, and because of some mistake, it cancels the maise. So that's what Tanaya Me'achshav is all about. I made a get, I made kiddushin. And if everything goes kishura, the get is chalna, the kiddushin is chalna. If it turns out later that it's not so, then it cancels the maise. So you don't need mishpatei atanoim, because every Tanaya of Me'achshav is mamish doyme b'doyme. It's exactly midin toys. Every Tanaya Me'achshav is toys. But a Tanai of Im is not at all similar to Toys. It's the opposite from Toys. The Tanai of Im is fakert. When there'll be Kiyam HaTanai, the Kiyam HaTanai is Mekayim Nemaisa. Not that when there's Bitl HaTanai is Mevatl Nemaisa. By a Tanai of Me'achshav, I give a get and I say, I give a get Me'achshav if I die. So if I die later on, what do you say? My death causes the get to be chal. How can that be? The get causes the get to be chal retroactively? No. If I survive the operation, so that's bitlatai. Bitlatai is mevatla maisa. So if you're talking about being mevatla maisa, that's what toys is all about. I bought potatoes, and then it turns out there was a mistake. They didn't deliver potatoes. So it was mevatla maisa. I married Rachel. Turned out that it was Leah. So we're canceling the kiddushin. When you're canceling something that already took place, you say, no, it was a mistake. It's canceled. So that's a din of toys. So in Toys you don't need Mishpatei Atanoim, but if it's a Tanai of Im, so the emphasis is on the other half, not that the Bitla Tanai is Mevatla Maisa. No, the Kiyam Atanai is Mekayim Maisa. I say, Im Yavru Unisaten. If they go and they fight the war, then they get there, it's Yisrael. So the Kiyam Atanai is going to be Mekayim Maisa. That's not similar, living or dead, to Tanai. That's not what Tanai, that's not similar to Toys. Torah says when you're canceling a maisa because it's a Torah, not that the Kiyam HaTanai is going to be Mekayim HaMaisa. So there and only there, the Rambam and the Zerif, and they hold that you, that's a Gzeres HaKosov of Tanai that's learned out from Parshas Bnei Gadim Reuven, and then you require the Mishpatei Atanoim. And the Rambam is very upset about that. The Rambam writes in two lines. On the bottom of it, he says he doesn't think it makes any sense at all. It's interesting, he doesn't... It was so difficult to explain it. So difficult to explain, even without the sense of shot. You could have explained it easier. You could have said, look, Mishpatei Atanoim is based on the Parsha and Chumash. The Parsha and Chumash is in. And Yavar Nesat, and what's so difficult to explain? You can explain it, I'll take Zeris HaKosov. You can explain it with a Hezber, that in the case of Me'achshav, then it works Midin Toys. What's so difficult for the Ramban to understand? No, what's difficult is there's another Ramban. He doesn't tell you. The Ramban in Beitza, also on the Machamas, on the bottom of the written Beitza, gives a whole dissertation. He says there are certain cases where you don't require Mishpatei HaTanoim. Yeah. He says, let's say a person takes a neder ala Tanai. He says, I don't know, whatever neder. He takes a neder, if such and such a thing happens, if this man screams at me again, if he gives me another hard time, I'm not going to go to the wedding. Whatever, he doesn't, he's not going to attend the wedding. So he has to have Tanai Kofel. He has to say both Gadim. So the Ramban says, no, you have Mishnayis full like that. You have so many Mishnayis in the Dorim. He takes a neder ala tonight, and it doesn't say he says a tonight kofa. It would appear you don't need mishpatei times. He says, why not? So he says, obviously, it's not governed with the rules and regulations of tonight. And you have other cases. He has he quotes from the Mishnayos in Gittin. A man gives instructions, it's a Mishnah later, a man gives instructions...
Not every if is a tonight.
Right. When is an if treated as a tonight, when not? So the Ramban says when it's a maisa, he quotes a Mishnah later, I think it's Ayin Vav Amud Beis.
Wayne's tomorrow.
No. A man gives instruction to the... here. In the middle of the Mishnah and Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. The line begins with the words, Kisru tru get lishti imloi bosi mikana gid beis chedesh. We call that Sibri Habal. When a man instructs the Sefer to write the get and he instructs the Eidim to sign, that's what we call the Shulchan Aruch Sibri Habal, the instruction to prepare the get. So you can make Sibri Habal a la Tanai. The husband is always going on business trips and the wife says, how you talking? What kind of a marriage is this? He's always in China. She has to raise the children. The children go to yeshiva. She can't go to China all the time. She has to be here. The husband is never here. So he says, I promise you I'm coming back. And he says, if I don't come back this time within a reasonable amount of time, I'll give you a get and you'll feel free to marry anybody else. Get yourself a better husband. So he says like this, if I don't come back in 12 months, kisru tenu get liishti. So does he have to say a tanai kofel? And if I do come back within 12 months, don't write a get to my wife?
No.
It doesn't say. It's understood. Yeah. So the Ramban wants to know how come, he quotes the Shiltas, how come there are four cases where you don't require tanai kofel, you don't require mishpatei tanai. One is a neder ala tanai, and one is there in Beitza, where is it in Beitza? Daf Chof, I think. In Beitza Daf Chof, there's a case of Matan Shchimira Ala Tanai. So from the Gemara would appear that you don't need Mishpatei Tanai. A Shchimira gives an Atana Ala Tanai, you don't need, let's say a man says, he's about to die and he has a single daughter. And he says, this is a nice boy. If the boy marries my daughter, I give him $500,000. And then after he dies, and then they go out, and their Ala Tanai is just pure Das. There's no Maisa. When you do a get, so there's das, they say Hareza Gita, Hareh Mekudeshim, and you give a Maisa Gerish and Ashtar Kiddushin. You give a ring, you say Hareh Mekudeshim, so there's das and there's a Maisa. But there are certain cases where there is no Maisa. All you have is the das, and the das alone creates the Halay. So he says, that's by Tzivri Habal. Allah Tanai is das Allah Tanai. And then the Ramban quotes a Yerushalmi.